Welcome to the Creative Entrepreneur Show. What do we have this week, Brian?
Hey, Rosh, I'm going to talk about Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, now X, starting to introduce something in New Zealand where every new Twitter or X person who signs up has to pay a little bit of money. I want to talk about that. And then also, we're at the end of 23. We're starting the year 24. It's going to be a big political year. I want to talk about some best practices when it comes to posting on social media about anything political or potentially controversial. What do you have going on?
Well, you know, 97% of the people who are shopping for the holidays coming up will be shopping online. And so I'm all about ads today. I'm talking ads. I want to talk about shoppable ads. I want to talk about a new variation of that from Google. And I think we have a similar conversation as it has to do with X.
Ooh, so cool.
let's start with yours.
All right, cool. Well, then if we're both going to talk about X, I'll hold off on that one. I'm going to go straight into the political or controversial. And
sure.
Then we can, yeah. So obviously right now there's a lot going on in the world. There's, multiple wars and conflicts happening, and everyone seems to have, an opinion, not everyone, but a lot of people seem to have opinions on things. And then certainly with, the 24 election cycle coming up, just want to kind of give our audience and, people who have a public persona on social media, just a little bit of advice, because if you are a creative entrepreneur, you're selling yourself to your potential
right.
clients. And, while it's important for some people to make, statements about whatever side of the aisle they're on or anything that's happening, you want to also look at everything you're doing in the public eye as an extension of yourself and an extension of your own marketing. And you don't know who you're potentially, really pissing off with some of the posts that you put up. And you don't want to lose business over your opinions on things. So just, it's a friendly reminder to people that, let's treat your public discourse on social media like, when your parents brought you up and said, hey, when we're around other people, we don't talk about religion, politics. It's best to just kind of keep that stuff off of social media as well, because you don't know who's reading it and saying, well, I'm not going to work with this person because they feel this way. And, that happens. There's these biases that we have more prevalent than we even really think. And, you just don't want to lose the business before you even get it. If you really, really need to make these statements, maybe have your own separate social media profile that's maybe under an alias name or a name that's not directly tied to you.
Or work within a group maybe or something separate. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Keep it separate. Do you have any advice in this direction? Have you seen things go off the rails?
Well, yeah, of course. I've certainly seen people who I know in person who post or repost stuff that I know they don't fully believe, but it's along the same lines of their general views, but it's probably more extreme. And I've also, decided that, I'm not sure I want to personally have thought that I don't want to work with a certain person because of what they're putting out there. And that could be a false ultimate, opinion based on my point of view, based on what I'm reading, which, but the point being is that, you really do need to tone that down, especially if you're selling something online. I mean, people will judge you based off of that. And, I do know specifically some business owners who do it as part of their, who they are, because
right.
these are the people they want to attract. These are their type of people, and they're the ones who are 80% most likely to buy from them. Okay, now that's a marketing plan. So if anybody can buy your product, or you want, it doesn't matter. They're all dollars, are spendable for you. Then yeah, of course, you should really be careful.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you just don't know the subtle biases of, like you said, if you're selling something online, but even if you're a public person within a company that's, outward facing, and you represent them, whether you're, a manager or, different things like that, you just want to really be careful and temper, what it is you put up there.
No, so, I agree.
Be mindful of that, especially, upcoming with the holidays and everything. So just, let's try our best to just be nice to everyone and, keep it to the heated family discussions if you want.
So. Yeah, leave those heated, you know, horrible discussions for Thanksgiving, you know, right. Dinner. It's like, that's
when the mashed potatoes are really throwable.
That's right.
All right. Well, speaking of the holidays, you said 97% of people, which actually that might even be a low number these days, are online shopping. So what do you have going on with ads?
So I want to talk about shoppable ads. Shoppable ads have been a thing for a while, but more, say, in Japan and China. Shoppable ads are ads in which you can buy directly from the ad, right in the ad, immediately. Wow. And a lot of times, they're videos. Influencers will create shoppable ads. And it's the concept has been around for quite a while. You know, Gary Vaynerchuk, he started way back in the day with Wine Library TV. And he was, you know, his family owned a wine shop, and he took over and he went on social media and went on YouTube and started developing this program called Wine Library TV. And it really took off. That was his main thing. And he sold a ton of wine. And with that influence, I developed around the same time, maybe 2008, 2009, a site called Pitch 47, which was the same idea where you have a pitch of this is what the product is about, and then you can buy right there from the YouTube ad. Obviously, the technology has improved greatly, and so it's a lot easier now online, and we will see more and more of that as we move forward. So there's an example with Google, but I'll share that within my next segment. But what experience have you had with shoppable ads?
I mean, when you're eliminating the steps where you could potentially lose a client, you know, the add to cart, or, you know, if your website is complex or a little bit convoluted, you can lose a lot of sales. Whereas if this way, it's direct.
Yeah.
And I think people are trusting online shopping more and more every year. I mean, that's been a 20-year progression for people. You're like, you know, what do you mean I have to put my credit card in here? But now that, you know, things are getting more secure in that regard, and, you know, if you can see it and purchase it in just a few steps and be moving on, that's, you know, the path of least resistance is, you know, the marketer's dream.
Absolutely. Consider every step losing 50% of the people. So if you all you do is click and you buy, you have probably gained a lot more conversions because of that.
Precisely, so. Yeah.
All right, so, what do you got next?
Beautiful. All right, yeah, well, moving on to X. So Elon's really been racking his head as to how to eliminate the bots problem. You know, bots are prevalent on all social media platforms, especially in, you know, being someone who loves AI, and we're almost a year into it, I will tell you, since it has been released a year ago, the quantity of fake pages and bots that I think I've seen on social media has gone up a ton. Because I think people are just designing programs with AI to create bot program, you know, bot profiles and send, you know, bunk messages and different things like that. I know I talked about the messages a few weeks back where it's just all of my clients. We have 50 plus social media clients. Every day we're getting messages from these bot pages trying to get you to click a link to give your information and get phished or scammed. So what Twitter's doing, and they're introducing it in New Zealand, and I think it was just this past week, is every new X page that is being opened, they're charging like $1.97 a year. I think that's the number. It's somewhere under $2, but a little over a dollar. So again, you know, less than an ATM fee. They're not trying to break the bank and, you know, charge you 20 to 50 bucks, but they're making an effort to have a little bit of tangible cash there to prevent somebody from just going and opening 1,000, you know, X pages with a program. And I think it's going to work a little bit, but I think it's also going to work against Twitter a bit, because people, you know, what about the 13 to 17 year olds who might not even have a debit or credit card yet and want to open their X page? Or what about, you know, just the people that are, hey, I don't want to put any of my payment information into anything online for any reason ever.
Right.
There's, you know, those people still exist too. So
they do.
they're losing that potential audience. So, you know, a lot of these moves, they're controversial, and, you know, we're all kind of in the social media marketing world, we're all saying, hey, let's sit back and see how this works out for him. And this is certainly another one, but that was his biggest mission in buying Twitter and changing it to X, was to eliminate the bots and to eliminate that to return it back to its original grassroots of when you loved it, yeah. when it was, you know, person to person and you knew you were interacting with another person.
Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've noticed lately that majority of my new followers are bots. You can spot them immediately. I mean, you know, they're bots. They have, you know, 52 followers and they're following 261, you know, or 1,000, you know, it's that kind of a thing. And it's very generic and all that. So, yeah, I mean, certainly that, and I noticed the other day, and this is the other thing I had on X was they were talking about, and I didn't see New Zealand specific, but they're just talking about offering additional services, a service where there's low ads for a smaller fee and no ads at all for a higher fee. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's rolling out. I don't know if that's part of the same program. It sounds like that's that part of the world specific, but that may be coming our way. That may just be a test, just yeah, to see if that really works. So
testing it there and, you know, assuming that they're, at least New Zealand, they won't get too mad at them. Yeah, right. They're far enough away, right? But yeah, it's there's a lot of changes and a lot of, I don't know, some might say controversial moves, but I think, you know, he's got a bigger picture, bigger plan. And, you know, I think he anticipated the first year maybe not going so well. I don't know if he anticipated it not going as well as it has, but
yeah,
I don't know that, but he's certainly trying some things. Yeah.
No, so there's some things he's done that I liked, that with checkmark availability to schedule as well as edit. You have like an hour now to edit versus before not being able to do it at all to a half hour. So to now an hour, I think there's some good new, I was really upset about the whole blue checkmark thing that to get the things, but yeah,
you earned it. Come on.
I know. Anyway, just let it go. Let it go. Use the functionality. As long as my clients are there, it really does not matter. And I have potential clients on Twitter. There's a large community, a couple communities there that do buy some of the stuff that we sell. So I still work on Twitter.
Well, that was my question for you then is, you know, with all these pay levels and everything, have you subscribed to anything? Are you currently paying X per month? You know, yep. Anything?
I'm paying X, both accounts, main accounts that I have, my original Rosh Sillars account, as well as my side project account, both of them have blue check marks. So, that means I'm paying $16 a month for two accounts.
All right. And you find it's worth it?
Yeah, it's worth it. It's worth it. Absolutely. For the functionality. I mean, if I mean, quite honestly, for the account that has, say, 23,000, it's probably less worth it than the account that is actually a money-making account, which has 600 followers. But ultimately, because that legacy account has been around, I just want to keep that blue check mark that it is the same account that people have followed in the past as it relates to the work that I've done online as an author, things like that. So
the consistency, yeah. So, I mean, they took it away from you, but they got you back. That's good.
Yeah, for $8 a month.
Right. Yeah. Yep. He's getting some, you know, at least I assume he might be cash positive in a year or two. We'll see.
You never know. You never know. Yeah. I think the advertisers need to come back a little bit heavier though for that to happen. Hey, going into the shoppable ads, Google is testing a new banner. And this banner is kind of a shoppable ad approach where you can buy directly or see more products like that, whatever it is that, you know, you see boots or whatever, shop all the boot deals or something like that. And that's coming out and there's non-paid media influencers, a combination of things that I think is still being hashed out right now, but it'll enable people to just click the banner and buy, and ultimately. And that's, again, a shoppable ad. Google is integrating this into their regular search. So if you search for something, you may have a shoppable ad pop up. this is starting to roll out in different parts of the world. France, I know for sure. I think Germany has had it, for sure. France, and then a couple other countries, they've been testing it out, probably doing that first, kind of like the New Zealand thing. Test it in another country before you bring it to the US.
Now, in a banner, do you have the ability to put multiple clickable links in one banner? So say if somebody wants to shop now, and then what if they wanted to just learn more and go to the website?
So some of this very well may be Google creating these ads in the beginning. Okay. So in other words, they may have a number of advertisers that sell a specific product, and they may create a shoppable banner for that group. So in the search. So, you know, in other words, like, let's say you type in red boots, and then you get a listing of red boots, but then here's a shoppable banner. Hey, check out the best deals on red boots. And then you'd click on that, and then you could have some banners there, or maybe some additional shoppable things where you could just click immediately. Again, I have not seen it personally, so we'll have to see how this fleshes out. But maybe you could eventually have a shoppable ad specifically on Google, and even more specifically on YouTube. We know that is certainly coming down the road.
Okay, cool. I'm looking forward to that. And yeah. And speaking of looking forward to things, this is episode 499. We're looking forward to next
yes,
week.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we will have a very, very special guest, someone who both I know Rosh and I admire greatly, and he's done it as a creative yes. entrepreneur. He's top
he
of the
represents
pile.
What a creative right. entrepreneur is all about. Absolutely. Right.
Yeah, he not only walks the walk, but talks the talk. And yeah, so we're excited to bring him out next week.
Sounds great. All right, we'll talk to you next time. And oh, those of you who have questions or wish to be on the show, creativeentrepreneurshow.com is the place to go.
Yeah, and actually, we've already had a few people reaching out. We're starting to fill up our schedule a little bit with some special guests. So, you know, the more the better. We're looking forward to it. Thank you.
Talk to you next time.